I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse.
What's up?
Hi.
Yeah.
I had a 5-hour energy, but it hasn't done anything yet. I'm hoping it doesn't take 5 hours to kick in at this point.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it is in fact on. We haven't recorded anything else today other than some interviews.
Day three.
And we had Shake Shack for lunch.
That was good.
And it was good, except it put me in a terrible food coma.
I know.
I got the itis.
I just want to crawl up under the table with a blanket and a pillow and pass the fuck out. That's pretty much.
Too bad. We're off to the Designer Toy Awards tonight.
We are going to the DTAs tonight. So
where
that
we
should be
are
very
VIPs,
fun.
Which I understand, if I understand it correctly, means we'll be in a separate room where we have our own strippers to choose from. Like the really hot girls is what we get.
I think you've been playing GTA too long.
Yeah, I think you're confused.
Isn't that what?
I don't think so.
I thought that's what the VIP was.
Nope.
We do get a whole bottle of Cristal to ourselves.
Nice.
That's right.
There it is.
Cristal.
The bub in the club.
Oh, wow. That was the whitest
really?
Thing I've heard today.
Cristal.
What?
2001 called. They want their beverage back.
Hey, man. I need you to pass the Cavarsier.
let's talk about some of the good and bad that we saw and did today.
Let's do it.
The good. Peter S. Beagle did a segment with us today.
That's right.
You can't give it all away.
What's that?
You can't give it all away.
What do you mean I can't give it
all away? We got some great interviews. They're coming up on Wednesday. They'll hear them.
Jenna Jankowski from the International Quidditch Association.
OU.
Is it league or association?
I think it was association.
They play Quidditch.
They do.
That's what I know.
And she was so gorgeous.
She didn't come back, though. I wanted to talk to her about starting up, a little broadcast.
That means you have to go find her.
I will find her.
She won't be here tomorrow.
I'll get on my broom and fly.
You better go now. We are wonderful.
Yes, we are.
Thank you so very much.
The other shout out we want to give is to the crew.
Yes,
the crew.
The crew
here has been awesome.
So accommodating. Fantastic.
You
Although she's wearing awesome. She's wearing a pin of a different podcast, not our own.
So. We don't have a pin.
No
That's
pins.
Our fault.
Yeah.
That's our fault.
We have these pins for sale.
Yeah.
This is great.
What else did we see today?
I bought some awesome prints from what was that artist?
She was
Karen
awesome.
Gillan.
It's not Karen Gillan. It is not
Karen Gillan, the artist of Doctor Who things.
It's Halion, right?
Karen Halion, I believe. There's two L's.
Halion.
You probably would recognize her art because she's done a lot of t-shirts for like T-Fury and Shirt Punch and stuff like that. And I bought some great crossover mashup style prints today.
Yeah,
I bought
those are great.
Doctor Who Little Mermaid print. And I bought Stitch wearing Jane's hat.
Yeah, that was a great one too.
So that was a lot of fun.
I like that, yeah.
I'm trying to think, what else? Did I buy anything? I don't think I bought anything else today.
We also talked to Nick Dalek, who is one co-owner of the Little Lebowski store here in Manhattan. You can check that out. I think it's the Little Lebowski store.com or .org or something.
Google it.
You'll find it.
You'll find it. It's there somewhere.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. What about you? What did you see today? Well, let's get an update on Watch Dogs. Because this is like a thing now. It's like an ongoing tale of woe.
So they told me to come back to see Watch Dogs again. I did. Made a lot of good friends at the Ubisoft booth. If I show up again, they're going to be like, really, this dude?
They're going to kick you out
or
employ you.
They may employ me because I almost got someone fired today at
nice.
That booth. But yeah, really, really cool people, by the way, that work there. So shout out to the Frag Dolls and all the people who are manning that place. But they were supposed to show something different, but they were not allowed to. So I watched the same video over again. Still impressive the second time.
All right.
I will say.
Did you see any other video game stuff?
Not really. There isn't a lot of other video games. I mean, they have, the Nintendo.
They're doing a Stick of Truth also, aren't they?
They have South Park Stick of Truth kind of walkthrough thing.
Nice.
They got some of the Assassin's Creed 4 stuff up there. They got a couple other games that I don't remember the name of that people are into, like those dungeon crawlers and create your own kind of stuff. And then we saw a lot of cosplay.
We have seen a lot of cosplay.
We saw
Rogue, yes.
Who absorbed the Blob's powers.
That, That one was, wow. That was in a moment of weakness. I feel terrible.
Nah,
I don't feel terrible.
I don't feel terrible.
You don't feel terrible.
I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah. Well, then she succeeded.
Yeah.
She definitely succeeded.
We saw some good cosplay, some not so good cosplay.
Some, yep, yep.
That's
I saw some tits
that.
And some ass.
Did you?
Yeah, on both men and women.
Yeah.
So I saw Sonic's screwdriver.
Oh, wow.
One time.
Yeah.
So,
that,
so
is,
that
spandex was too tight.
That spandex was too tight.
I will say that.
So, so Sonic clearly a male. I don't know.
Tails is not. I mean, I got to meet a lot of cool artists who I don't know any of their names, I'll be honest with you.
Fair enough.
I know their
Fair
faces,
enough.
Though. Really cool artwork. So that was fun.
Let's give a quick update on exclusives at the booth.
Do
right?
it.
I think we only have one Peggy Candy Corn left.
Yes.
One Baby Deadbeat. We have a bunch of the Sumo Troopers left.
And we have a couple of the
hollow shells
hollow
left.
Shells.
And of course, the raffles are still ongoing. So if you were going to be here at the con tomorrow for our last day, you should definitely stop by and participate in that. And otherwise, I think that's day three in a nutshell.
That would be it.
Definitely in a nutshell.
I mean, I'm sure we'll process more of this at a later date and think back on it and come up with other things.
Oh.
But tomorrow morning, we will report back on the DTAs.
I got two quick things.
Sure.
One, please stop making Keep Calm and blank shirts.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that
shit. It's just really in
keep
right now.
Keep Calm
so.
And stop printing shit on T-shirts.
Fair enough.
All right.
Keep Calm and keep flying was what I saw today.
If you keep calm, I'm going to get angry. And mm-hmm. the second thing I want to say is, guys, dressing up as Walter White or Heisenberg is not cosplay.
What? Dressing up as who?
Walter White.
You are wearing a khaki jacket and a hat.
It is. It is, though. If you cross it.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
If you cross it, like I saw a Joker Heisenberg.
That's cool.
No, but I'm going to disagree with you here. I think that it's cosplay.
Okay, I'm cosplaying as an attendee of Comic-Con.
No, but see, that's bullshit.
I'm playing myself.
So then you're saying
you are just cosplaying with yourself.
Well, that's personal. But you're defining cosplay then as what? Like only superhero and fantasy specific?
No. You can dress up as any character you want. But the fact that that cosplay is just wearing a khaki jacket, uncool.
Like
if you're
going to
put
do
in
you not
all
know,
the effort. So I'll say this. There was a guy who, and you may have heard it when we were recording, who actually had like the blue meth and a pouch, like that kind of thing, that I'm a little impressed with.
I want to
defend
you.
But there are
you.
People who just put Sharpies on their face and put on a hat.
Okay, yeah, right.
That
no,
kind of shit.
Well, that's just shitty cosplay.
Hold on. I want to defend Scapegoast.
Okay.
No
For example,
way.
Did you recognize his costume right now? He's cosplaying a producer.
So there you go.
Whoa.
See?
Isn't that crazy?
You didn't even recognize that
costume.
Hey,
man, I'm producing the shit out of stuff, okay?
You are. I got
some upcoming interviews. I got some upcoming video stuff coming at you. Probably before Big Kev Eats Stuff comes out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Really?
That's
where you're going?
Soon.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
But, well, I'm actually going to step away from the mic because there's a Harley Quinn coming.
All right.
You
do that.
So and,
you
guys know.
I think me and Scapegoat are probably going to wrap this up unless you can think of anything else you want to
Nah, man. It's been a good day. It's been tiring. I want to go take a nap. But instead, going to the DTAs.
We are going to the DTAs. And I suspect by tomorrow, if you come by the booth and actually want to talk to me, you will not be able to because my voice is already shot.
I'm actually renting a cot.
Here tomorrow?
Yeah.
I want to pull a Costanza and just sleep under the booth tomorrow. Would be really good.
I like that.
That would be a Mr. Fantastic.
So anyway. We're going to wrap this up.
We are going to wrap this up.
This is the end of day three of NYCC. See what I did there? We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Peace.